The Mackin Experiences. The setting for Ellen White's 1908 statement above is her interaction with Ralph and Mary Mackin, Adventist church members from Ohio. The Mackins had requested an interview with Ellen White to describe their spiritual experiences, which included prophetic messages, speaking in tongues, extemporaneous singing, and casting out demons. During the interview, Ellen White listened cautiously, recounted incidences from her early experiences, and expressed openness to unexpected workings of the Holy Spirit. She told them, "In the future, we shall have special tokens of the influence of the Spirit of God, especially at times when our enemies are the strongest against us. The time will come when we shall see some strange things, but just in what way, whether similar to some of the experiences of the disciples after they received the Holy Spirit following the ascension of Christ, I cannot say." But Ellen White repeatedly warned the Mackins about relying upon such experiences instead of the evidences of God's Word. She stated, "We must go to the people with the solid Word of God, and when they receive that Word, the Holy Spirit may come. But it always comes, as I have stated before, in a way that commends itself to the judgment of the people. In our speaking, our singing, and in all our spiritual exercises, we are to reveal that calmness and dignity and godly fear that actuates every true child of God. It is through the Word, not feeling, not excitement, that we want to influence the people to obey the truth." Describing her interview in a letter to church leader Haskell, Ellen White elaborated on her concerns. "I said further that before the end, we would see strange manifestations by those who professed to be led by the Holy Spirit. There are those who will treat as something of great importance these peculiar manifestations, which are not of God, but which are calculated to divert the minds of many away from the teachings of the Word. In the last days, the enemy of present truth will bring in manifestations that are not in harmony with the workings of the Spirit, but are calculated to lead astray those who stand ready to take up with something new and strange." Not long after her interview, Ellen White wrote to the Mackins about instruction she received in visions of the night, making clear that their exhibitions were not in accordance with the genuine work of the Holy Spirit. And to those who had been influenced by their experience, she cautioned, "True religion does not demand great bodily demonstrations such as some of you have had the misfortune to witness here. These are no evidence of the presence of the Spirit of God." A summarizing statement by Ellen White on how to relate to religious enthusiasm was written several years earlier in 1901. "Careful management on all points is needed, so that we shall neither run into the fire of fanaticism nor drift into formalism, which will freeze our own souls and the souls of others. We need more of the good, old-fashioned religion which leads a man to walk humbly before God."